It's time. Time for High School Volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good morning from Arcanum High School, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. Jeff Overholzer is our studio producer for WPGW. And our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com is Mr. Brody Bargy and Neil Spencer. Fort Recovery, with a record of 10-13, taking on Twin Valley South, a record and 10-12 on the season. Fort Recovery, though, is the number 3 seed in the tournament, and Twin Valley South the number 7 seed. So Fort Recovery should be heavily favored to win this competition today. We'll be back with the start of the match coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this break.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. There's things I hate and there's things I love. I hate winter and I hate snow and I hate taxes. I love my family and my country, and I love a good mower. This year, if you're in a relationship with a mower that you don't love, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. At Hall Brothers, we carry mowers that you'll love, like Grasshoppers, Toro, and Kubota. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Vohr's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Vohr's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication, with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Vohr's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vohr's Welding. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vohrmore at Vohrmore Family Dentistry and all of Dr. Vohrmore's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hartz. The Vohrmore Family Dentistry Office, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, Dr. Kim Vohrmore. Dr. Vohrmore would love to be your family's dentist. All right, we're about set to go here. Fort Recovery has Carly Niekamp, Kayla Heitkamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Bridget Homan, and Trinity Rammel in the lineup to start things out here. Twin Valley South will be the server here to start things. And serving for them, it is a good serve dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Rammel. She sets for Cameron Mullenkamp, hits it over. Here's the set for Twin Valley South. The hit, Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Cameron Mullenkamp back over and got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp picks up the first kill of the match, and it's 1-0 Fort Recovery on top. Side out Lady Indians. If Fort Recovery wins today, they would play on Wednesday against probably Arcanum in the district semifinals. This is technically the sectional championship. Good serve there by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Just dinks it over. Here's a set for Twin Valley South. The hit. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. It was sent for Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. A blast by Carly Niekamp for the kill. And that is a service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla always serves first for us. Again, Fort Recovery 10-13 on the year after beating Yellow Springs the other night in the first round of the tournament. 3-0. Here's a good serve by Kayla. Dug out in the set for Twin Valley South. They hit over and into the net. Going to call four hits on Twin Valley South, so another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Here comes the next serve from Kayla. It's a good one, dug out by their libero, Zen. Here's the tip over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Bridget Holman. And Arcanum able to dig it out. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. And Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp. And Carly gets the kill to start things out. Carly off to a fast start today. She has two kills already. And the other night she didn't get any kills in the first set against Yellow Springs. Here's Kayla Heitkamp serving. Good serve dug out by Twin Valley South. They're in trouble. They have to free ball it over, and they didn't get it over. Didn't get it over in three hits. Point for Fort Recovery. It is now 5-0. Timeout is called by Twin Valley South. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, Twin Valley South just got a kill, so side out Twin Valley South. Picking up their first kill of the day was Clara Myers, the middle hitter. And going back to serve now for the Twin Valley South team is Lainey Mercer. Good serve. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Carly Niekamp right down the line. It's in for the kill. Another kill for Carly Niekamp, number three in the set. Twin Valley South nickname is the Panthers. There's a good serve. It's an ace serve for Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp doing the serving at the moment. Give her an ace. She will serve again. It's 7-1. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Twin Valley South and the set. Here's a smash. And it's a kill. Once again, the same young lady that had the kill a moment ago, Clara Myers, picks up the kill for Twin Valley South. And that makes it 7-2. Side out, Lady Panthers. Going back to serve now is Clara Myers. And it's a good serve. Nice serve. Dug out, though, by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the set, and Kennedy Mullenkamp on the spike, and she puts it down for the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp with her first kill of the match. Now, Kenna Dews goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. Kenna is our libero. Don't forget, we have Jay County volleyball coming up. Jay County and Connersville. You can hear the start of that at 100.9 on the FM, or I'm sorry, at 1440 AM. And 105.3 FM, the start of Jay County. And then we'll join Jay County as soon as we're done here. Here's a hit back over and a kill for Twin Valley South for Briley Day. Briley Day, a junior on the Panther team, gets the kill. That makes it 8-3 now. Fort Recovery leads by 5. Now serving is Danica Caldwell. Caldwell's serve is a good one. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Bridget Holman. Now played by Twin Valley South. Free ball over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Holman, who dinks it over. Twin Valley South to the net. Here's the spike played by Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Bryn Willman. And got the kill. Bryn Willman with her first kill of the day. And it's now 9-3. Again, we'll be here on Wednesday if Fort Recovery wins this match, as Fort Recovery will play most likely Arcanum that night. Arcanum is the number one seed in the tournament. And there's a block for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp and Bryn Willman. I'm going to go ahead and give each one of them a block. That makes it 10-3. Here's a good serve, and it's an ace serve for Fort Recovery. Bridget Holman doing the serving now. Bridget will serve again. Good serve dug out by Twin Valley South. Here's the set. The hit back to Fort Recovery, played by Dews up to Heitkamp. Heitkamp surprises them with a hit over on the second hit and got the kill. Kayla Heitkamp, her first kill of the day. It's 12-3. Another serve for Bridget Holman, and an ace serve, her second one. Bridget Holman has served 3 points in a row here, 13-3. Lady Indians on top. Here comes another serve from Bridget. It is too long over the end line, and Twin Valley South wisely let it go. Service air, and it's side out to Twin Valley South. Looks like coming in to serve for them is Clara Wharton. Once again, Twin Valley South 10-12 on the year, Fort Recovery 10-13. But Twin Valley South's the number 7 seed, Fort Recovery number 3 seed, so Fort Recovery is the favorite today. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Kennedy, and she got the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp another assist. Kayla has over 1,000 assists for her high school career. She was honored the other night in the St. Henry matchup for hitting the 1,000 mark in assist as a career volleyball player for Fort Recovery. Quite an honor. Good serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy's to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, who got the kill. Another assist for Kayla Heitkamp. Cameron Mollenkamp picks up her second kill. It's 15-4. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve. And it's a good serve. In fact, so good it's an ace. The back line couldn't get up there and play it. 16-4 now. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Here's a little soft serve. Another ace serve. This time she hit a little short serve that they couldn't get to. Another ace serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Second in a row, 17-4. Kennedy will serve again. And this one is, she tried to do the same thing and didn't hit it hard enough, and it hit the net and down on the Fort Recovery side, service error. So going in to serve now is their libero, Emily Zinn, for Twin Valley South. Zinn's serve is dug out by Fort Recovery, but into the net. Couldn't play it, so we'll go ahead and give her an ace on that. Emily Zinn picks up an ace serve. 17-6 now. She will serve again. She's a junior on this team. Good serve. Dug out by Kennedy's. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron on the spike, played by Twin Valley South. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Bryn Willman. And Bryn slams it down for a kill. Bryn Willman with a kill. It's now 18-6. Side out Lady Indians, and Bryn Willman will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery coached by Travis Guggenbiller. Good serve. Zinn up to the front. Here's a smash. Miss hit it. Good idea there, but Twin Valley South's Clara Myers blasted it into the net on her side. And so a hitting error, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Bryn Willman serves again. And let serve, and it's an ace. A let serve that are many times those are so hard to play. And that was the case there. An ace serve for Bryn Willman. It's now 20-6. Fort Recovery breezing along here. And there's a service error for Bryn Willman. They only have 7 points, and several of those have come the result of our mistakes. Now here is Jace Mowell serving for Twin Valley South. Good serve. Freeballing it over is Kayla Heitkamp. Here's the set for Twin Valley South. The hit over. Saved nicely by Homan. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp freeballing it back to Twin Valley South. The set for the Panthers. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Rammel to Heitkamp. And then Kennedy Mollenkamp two-hand shoves it over. Here's a smash for Twin Valley South, and hitting it out of bounds was Clara Myers. Side out Lady Indians. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. It's 21-7. I can see Kayla finishing this set off here. Good serve. Played nicely there by Twin Valley South. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets four. Carly Niekamp, she puts it down on the floor for a kill right on the sideline. Carlene Niekamp, kill number four for her in this first set. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. She'll serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Twin Valley South. They're going to just have to free ball it over, and they do. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. She will set for Bridget Homan, and Bridget did not get the kill. Saved by Twin Valley South, and they get a kill from Danica Caldwell. She just basically free-balled it over, but it got over the top of all the Fort Recovery players and hit down right at the back line before it went out of bounds. Back to serve now is Lainey Mercer. Lainey's serve is in the net, service error. It's now 23-8. Side out Lady Indians. And Cameron Mollenkamp will try to close this set out. Cameron Mollenkamp serving. We lead 23-8. Here at Arcanum High School, ace serve off the fist of Jace Mowell. Ace serve for Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron will have one more. This is your set point. Here comes the serve, dug out by Twin Valley South, the set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery off of Kayla Heitkamp. Saved by Fort Recovery, freeballing it over. Is Cameron Mollenkamp, the set for Twin Valley South, the smash, and a block for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and that's it. 25-8, the final score. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets a block there to end the set. We'll be back in a moment with more for you from Arcanum. Fort Recovery leading one set to none here over the Twin Valley South Panthers. We'll return in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford's BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurix, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Whether you're looking for more storage, a party building, or just looking for somewhere to spend your free time, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can help. They offer free estimates on buildings or shops. Stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company to talk about your building plans, and they can give you a rough estimate over the phone. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company can also give you an estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out the online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company help you with your future building plan.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
Well, Fort Recovery's done quite well in this tournament so far. They beat Yellow Springs the other night 25-11, 25-11, 25-12. And tonight, or today, they defeat Twin Valley South in the first set by a 25-8 margin. Again, Jay County Volleyball coming up with Connersville. You can hear that on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM, starting about 11 o'clock with Ed Thurman. And once we finish here at Fort Recovery, which the way it's looking now, it's going to be pretty quickly, we'll join the Jay County match in progress. Jay County taking on Connersville today down at Newcastle. Jay County wins today. They'll play tonight for the championship against probably Delta. And if Fort Recovery wins today, they'll play in the district semifinals against Arcanum on Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. We'll have that match for you here on the radio. Here's Kayla Heitkamp to lead things off for the Lady Indians in this second set. And it's a good serve. Twin Valley South to the net. Hit it over on the second hit. Here's Carly Niekamp. Another assist from Kayla Heitkamp. And another kill from Carly. Carly's having a very nice match today with 5 kills so far. Kayla Heitkamp is racking up the points again. Here comes the serve, and it's a service error over the end line. Point Twin Valley South, side out Twin Valley South. It's 1-1, we're all tied up. Went back to serve for the Lady Panthers is Jace Mao. And Fort Recovery having trouble, but free balling it over was Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the dink back to Fort Recovery, and a kill. That was their middle hitter, Clara Myers, who picked up the kill. That is her third kill of the match today. Good serve. Trinity Rammel can't quite get it, and Fort Recovery can't get it over. I'm going to go ahead and give an ace to Jace Mao on that one. Makes it 3-1. Twin Valley South in the lead. And there's a service error into the net for Mao. So it's 3-2. Fort Recovery trails by one, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. Good serve. And it might be an ace. And it is. They couldn't get it over. Ace serve for Cameron Mullenkamp. Her third of the match today. Cameron serves again, dug out to the net. Here's the set. Deep hit over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mullenkamp, who gets a kill right down the line. Kennedy Mullenkamp having a nice match today. That's her third kill. She also has 2 blocks and 2 service aces as well. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp serving again. And there's a hit back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill for Twin Valley South was Lainey Mercer, which was her first kill. Now serving for Twin Valley South, Maya Hundley. Good serve, almost an ace, but Fort Recovery plays it. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp hitting it over and getting the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp another assist. Back to serve now is Kenna Dews. 5-4, Lady Indians have taken the lead here. 5-4 against Twin Valley South in the second set. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-8. Here's a smash, and it's a kill. It was Clara Myers getting her fourth kill. It's actually out of bounds, but it was tipped, so Myers gets credit for the kill. And Clara Myers will go back to serve now. Good serve dug out by Kenna Dews. Willman will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A little soft two-handed shove over. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Bridget Homan, and she got the kill. Homan with the kill. Again, Kayla Heitkamp, over 1,000 assists in her career. Good serve by Bridget Homan, and they managed to get it over. And there's Kayla Heitkamp on a hit that she normally would set it. She hits it over the net and got the kill. That's the second time she's done that tonight. Today. Good serve by Bridget Homan. Here's the hit over by Twin Valley South. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp. The spike and a block. It's, I think, Kennedy Mollenkamp getting the block at the net. Bridget Homan picks up the service point. She will serve again. Fort Recovery leads 8-5. And Twin Valley South in trouble. They get it over. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Cross-court hit and got it. Just in on the back line. That is her fifth kill of the set here. Actually of the match, I should say, the two sets combined. Bridget Homan will serve again. Good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Willman. Willman on the spike. Played by Twin Valley South. It goes to the net, and there waiting on it is Kennedy Mollenkamp to get the kill. Kill number 6 for her. Fort Recovery starting to pull away here. Leading 10-5, and there's a service error for Bridget Homan. Hits it over the end line. Twin Valley South will have the serve now. I'm Rob Weaver. Jeff Overholzer is our studio producer. Brody Bargy, the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, as is Neil Spencer. And there's an ace serve for Twin Valley South. Went off the hands of Kenna Dews and out of bounds. Getting the ace was Danica Caldwell. That's her first ace of the match. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Here's the set for Twin Valley South. The hit over and the kill. That was Briley Day getting her second kill of the match. Another service point for Danica Caldwell. 10-8 now. Twin Valley South sneaks back into within 2 points here. And that might be an ace. Nope, we're going to free ball it back. Kennedy's able to free ball it back over. Here's the set. Twin Valley South on the spike. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Not sure who it was, but Fort Recovery in the net there. So another point for Danica Caldwell. She will serve again. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. There's a hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp. And now Fort Recovery saves it after a block. Back to Twin Valley South. There's a block for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up the block, and we get the point. Side out, Fort Recovery. 11-9 now. Twin Valley South being kind of pesky here in this second set. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. And it's a good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. To Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will set. Here's a smash by Cameron Mollenkamp. And she gets the kill. That went off of Clara Myers. Twelve to nine now. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve again. Good serve by Kennedy. Here's the dig. Oh, they're in trouble. Free balling it over. They did just barely get it over. Bridget Holman will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Mollenkamp almost got the kill, but Twin Valley South gets it back, and there is a kill for Twin Valley South. I believe that was number 12, who was Briley Day with the kill. 12 to 10 now. Lady Panthers being pesky here, hanging in. Now with the serve is Clara Wharton, and it's out of bounds. Service error. Kennedy's comes out of the lineup momentarily. Here we go with the serve by Bryn Willman. Bryn Willman's serve is a good one. Dug out by Twin Valley South to the net. Here's the dink over. Fort Recovery able to play it. Kennedy Mollenkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for Twin Valley South. The dink. Kennedy Mollenkamp plays it. Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp. And she got the kill. Carly Niekamp, another one. Kill number six for Carly. 14-10, Lady Indians leading by four. Bryn Willman serving again here. Good serve. Here's the dig and the set. Hitting it back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds was Twin Valley South's Laney Mercer. Point, Fort Recovery. It's now 15-10. Bryn Willman serves again. Good serve again. And hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Holman to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp. And Carly on the spike to get the kill. Now. Lady Indians leading by 6 points. And there is a return on a dig, and they got the kill. That was Laney Mercer. That was the dig of the serve, and it went right over the net. Back to serve now is Briley Day. It's now 16-11. Fort Recovery by five. Day's serve is too long. Service error. Fort Recovery has side out. And now going back to serve is our server supreme, Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve there, and a serve went in front of the libero, Emily Zinn. She couldn't get to it and give Kayla Heitkamp an ace serve. That's her first ace of the day. 18-11 now. Soft serve and another. Nope. They say Fort Recovery was into the net there on the hit, so it's a point for Twin Valley South. Here's their serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp will dig it out. Rammel to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp kind of free balls it over. Twin Valley South playing it. Two-hand shove back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp on the set. Smashed by Cameron Mollenkamp. And Cameron gets the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. It's 19-12 now. Lady Indians in control here in this second set, but Twin Valley South is giving us a little more of a tussle here. Here's Zen with the dig back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp was set for Bridget Holman, and Holman got the kill. And another assist for Kayla Heitkamp. 20-12 now. Cameron Mollenkamp serving here for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the dig, set by Twin Valley South, and the smash is into the net. Now they say it was blocked. Not sure who that was, but we'll take it. So service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. She'll serve again. It's now 21-12. Here's the serve dug out by Twin Valley South. Waiting on it at the net was Bryn Willman, and she gets the kill. Bryn Willman puts it back on the floor. And timeout is called. Twin Valley South, Fort Recovery leads 22-12. We'll be back.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up, because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back at Arcanum High School. They're the host of this district tournament this year. And Fort Recovery on the serve, played by Twin Valley South. Back to Fort Recovery, back to Twin Valley South. Here's Trinity Rammel passing to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Bridget Homan. Homan on the hit and saved by Twin Valley South. Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. And hitting it back over was Carly Niekamp. Here's a set for Kayla Heitkamp to Niekamp, and unfortunately, it's out of bounds on the hit by Niekamp. So a point for Twin Valley South. That makes it 22-13. Lady Indians leading here in the second set. We won the first set 25-8. Back to serve now is Maya Hundley for Twin Valley South. Hundley serve. Pass to Carly Niekamp to Heitkamp, who free balls it over. A smash by Twin Valley South. Fort Recovery keeps it alive, and free balling it back over was Trinity Rammel. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Rammel keeps it alive. Cameron Mullenkamp to sister Kennedy. Kennedy hits it over. Twin Valley South on the set. Here's the dink over. Cameron Mullenkamp, and a block by Carly Niekamp, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Carly Niekamp on the block. Side out, Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews will go in to serve now. 23-13. Here's Kenna Dews' serve. Ace. Ace serve off the fist of Maya Hundley. That is actually her first service point of the night, of the day. I think she had like 16 of them the other day in the match with Yellow Springs, but that's the first one today. Kenna, another good serve there. This is your set point. Back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp sets for Homan. Homan on the spike, played by Twin Valley South. Homan back to Twin Valley South. Now back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Twin Valley South waiting on it at the net is Homan. Homan back over again. Twin Valley South trying to stay alive. Here's the dig and the free ball over. Cameron Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Bridget Homan, and that's the kill, and that is the set. 25-13. Bridget Homan picks up the kill, and that's the end of set number two. Fort Recovery has won the first two sets, 25-8, 25-13. A reminder, Jay County is playing Connersville at the Newcastle Volleyball Sectional in just a few minutes. We'll join that with Ed Thurman on 1440 AM and 105.3 FM here in a few minutes. And then as soon as we're done here at Arcanum, we'll join the Jay County match in progress. We'll be back with set number three coming up in a moment.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop, that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Boers Welding. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just underway here in the third set as Twin Valley South on the spike, and they got the kill. With the kill there for the Lady Panthers was Clara Myers, which was her fifth kill of the match today. That makes it 1-0. Side out. Actually, they started the serve. Jace Mao goes back to serve again. Good serve at the net and waiting on it. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the dig there. It went all the way to the top of the net, and waiting on it was Clara Myers, who got the kill. And it's now 2-0. Twin Valley South with the early lead here. Mao will serve again. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Cameron. Cameron Mollenkamp got the kill. And that gets Fort Recovery on the board here. That's her fourth kill of the match today. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve. Good serve dug out by the libero, Zinn, to the net. Here's the set. Dink over. Fort Recovery plays it. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. And Cameron got the kill. Give Sister Kennedy the assist. And Cameron Mollenkamp picks up the kill. It's now 2-2. We're all tied. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve again. Good serve, and Twin Valley South digs it out and hits it over. Here's Carly Niekamp blasting it and gets the kill. Carly Niekamp. 2, 4, 6, 8 kills for Carly so far today, having another stellar match. Here's Kayla Heitkamp on the serve, dug out by Twin Valley South. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery able to play it. Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it over on a two-hand shove. Here's the set for Twin Valley South. Trinity Rammel to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp. And it's at the net. And getting the kill was Clara Myers for Twin Valley South. Side out, Lady Panthers. Going back to serve now is Maya Hundley. It's a tie score, 3-3. Hundley's serve is passed by Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Back to Mullenkamp, hits it over. Twin Valley South back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp again and got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp, kill number 6 on the day. And Cameron will go back to serve now as Fort Recovery has side out. 4-3, Lady Indians in the lead here. Almost an ace at the net. Here's the dink over. Soft little hit over by Kennedy Mullenkamp, who picks up the kill. Give Cameron a service point on that. Another good serve. Here's the dig in the set. Twin Valley South on the hit back to Fort Recovery. Rammel plays it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back to Twin Valley South, back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp. And Carly, from her middle hitting position, blasted down. Number 9 kills now for Carly Niekamp today. Cameron Mullenkamp picks up another service point. She'll serve it again. 6-3, Lady Indians on top by 3. Here's the dig and the set for Twin Valley South. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Bridget Holman, and she hits it through the block and got the kill. Another service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. She'll serve again. 7-3 now. Lady Indians jumping out to a 4-point lead here. And here's a good serve. One-hand stab at it. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp back to Twin Valley South. Here's the set and the hit over and the kill. Clara Myers, she is their leading hitter. She has 8 kills on the day now. 7-4, side out, Lady Panthers. Again, the winner here plays Arcanum most likely on Wednesday night at 5. We'll be here to bring you the match between Fort Recovery and Arcanum. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill was Twin Valley South's Briley Day. 7-5 now. Fort Recovery with a 2-point lead. There's a good serve set for Kayla Heitkamp to Bridget Holman, and Holman hits it over for the kill. Side out, Lady Indians. That's 5 kills now for Bridget Holman today. And Jenna Dews will go back to serve, or I should say Kenna. Kenna Dews goes back to serve. There's a good serve there and into the net for Twin Valley South. Point Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews picks up the service point. She will serve again. Good serve. And waiting on it as it comes to the top of the net. And there's Bryn Willman putting it down on the other side for the kill. Bryn with 4 kills on the day now. And service error that time by Kenna Dews as Kenna hits it out of bounds over the end line. She ate one extra bowl of Wheaties today, apparently, and that makes it 10-6. Fort Recovery still leads by 4. Service error for Twin Valley South into the net by Danica Caldwell. Side out Fort Recovery. It's now 11-6. Bridget Holman now serving. Good serve dug out by Twin Valley South. Bryn Willman free balls it back over to the Lady Panthers. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, but hitting it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Hitting it out of bounds was Jace Mao. And Bridget Holman picks up a service point. Holman serving again. It's in for an ace right between two of the Lady Panthers on the back line and right on the floor before the end line. Ace serve for Bridget Holman. That is her 3rd ace of the day. Oman serves again. That may be another one. Twin Valley South struggling, and they free ball it back. Kennedews to Kayla Heitkamp. There's Bridget Homan. Twin Valley South on the set, the smash. It's out of bounds. Jace Mal hit that out of bounds. Service point for Fort Recovery. 14-6 now. Homan serving again. Here's the dig. To the net it goes. Bryn Wilman's waiting on it, and she stuffs it down on the other side. Another kill for Bryn Wilman. Number five for her now. Another service point for Bridget Homan, and there's one hit out of bounds. That was almost tipped. Twin Valley South was tempted to try to hit that, but they missed it. Good thing for them. So side out for Twin Valley South. Fort Recovery leads 15-7 now here in this third set. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Free balling it over is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's the set for Twin Valley South, the smash. And hitting it out of bounds there was Lainey Mercer. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. 16-7 now. Looks like Kennedy Mullenkamp is going to go back to serve for Fort Recovery. 16-7. Fort Recovery leads by 9. They won the first two sets. Good serve there. And just free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Bridget Heitkamp, who was set for Cameron Mullenkamp. And Cameron puts it down on the other side for the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up the service point. 17-7 now. Kennedy's had a very active and productive match today. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery played by Bridget Homan. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Homan, and Homan on a deep hit back to Twin Valley South. They hit it over on a two-hand shove. Kennedy's to Heitkamp. Heitkamp over on the second hit. Here's a blast by Twin Valley South and a kill. Jace Mal picks up her first kill of the day. Side out to Twin Valley South, and it's now 17-8. Twin Valley South 10-12 on the year, and Fort Recovery 10-13. But Twin Valley South's the number 7 seed in the tournament. Fort Recovery number 3 seed. Here's a good serve. Cameron Mullenkamp. And they're going to say violation on Fort Recovery? Nope, a violation on Twin Valley South. So Fort Recovery with the serve. 18-8 now. Fort Recovery by 10. Here's Bryn Wilman serving. Soft little serve. Zen will pass. Here's this two-hand shove over, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there to Clara Myers. Kill number 9 for her. In to serve now for Twin Valley South is Jace Mal. Mal's serve is a good one, dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Cameron. And Twin Valley South trying to play it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. Another kill for Carly. That is number 10 for Carly tonight, today. 19-9 now. And here is an ace serve. Twin Valley South could not handle that. So Kayla Heitkamp picks up the ace serve. Makes it 20-9 now. Good serve by Kayla. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set now for Cameron Mullenkamp. She spikes it over, played by Twin Valley South. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who hits it over on the second hit like she does sometimes, and got the kill. That's the third time today that she's been able to pick up a kill in that manner. She only has 3 kills all day, and they came all in the same manner on that second hit. Heitkamp serving again, and that may be an ace. Nope. Twin Valley South able to salvage it. Free balls it over. Kayla Heitkamp on the set. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp, played by Twin Valley South. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over and got the kill. She has 8 kills on the day for Cameron Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp picks up another service point. She's got a bunch of those today. Heitkamp, a little soft serve, and Twin Valley South could not play it. A serve for Kayla Heitkamp. We are down to a 23-9 score. Timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Just a reminder, Jay County's playing Connersville at this time down at Newcastle. You can hear that match with Ed Thurman at 1440 AM or 105.3 FM. And then as soon as I wrap it up here, we'll join the Jay County volleyball match in progress. So we should be getting there real soon. 23-9 is the score here for recovery leading Twin Valley South in the third set. We've already won the first two sets. Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery to Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, and Cameron got the kill. Kill number 9 for Cameron. 24-9 now. And here is your match points. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Match point right here. Good serve. Dug out by Twin Valley South. The set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Trinity Rammel digs it out. There's a smash and a block by Twin Valley South. I think that was Clara Myers on the block. Makes it 24-10 now, so Twin Valley South stays alive for a little bit longer. Maya Hundley will go back to serve now for the Lady Panthers. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp. Back to Cameron, and she hits it over and got the kill, and that's it. It's over. Cameron Mollenkamp gets the final kill of the day, making the score 25-10. Fort Recovery wins 25-8, 25-13, and 25-10. We'll be back to wrap it up here at Arcanum. Another Fort Recovery victory right after this.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, on Ohio State Route 49.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components.
At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes, the Fort Recovery Indians.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Arcanum High School. Nice, very nice brand new school. And, oh, it's a few years old, but a really nice school. Nice place to play the tournament. So far, Fort Recovery's 2-0 in the tournament, beating Yellow Springs 3-0. And today, they beat Twin Valley South 3-0, 25-8, 25-13, 25-10. That improves the Fort Recovery record to 11-13 on the year. And Twin Valley South bows out with a record of 10-13 on the year. Here are the unofficial stats today. Kenna Dews had 2 service points with 1 ace. Kayla Heitkamp, 14 service points, had 3 aces and 3 kills. Bryn Willman had 5 kills, 1 block, 4 service points, including 1 ace. Carly Niekamp, another nice hitting day for Carly from her middle hitting position. She had 10 kills and 1 block. Kennedy Mollenkamp had 8 kills, 4 blocks, 5 service points, including 2 aces. Cameron Mollenkamp had 10 kills, 7 service points, including 3 aces. It was Bridget Homan with 5 kills, 10 service points, including 3 aces. For Twin Valley South, Jace Mao had 4 service points, including an ace. She also had 1 kill. Danica Caldwell had 1 kill, 3 service points, including an ace. Lainey Mercer had 2 kills. Clara Myers, their leading hitter, had 9 kills, 1 block, and 1 service point. Briley Day had 4 kills. And Emily Zinn had 1 ace. Again, Fort Recovery's top hitters today. Well, Cameron Mollenkamp had 10 kills. Carly Niekamp had 10 kills. And Kennedy Mollenkamp had 8 kills for the Lady Indians. Bridget Homan with 5 kills. Bryn Willman had 5 kills for Fort Recovery as well. Again, we'll be back here on Wednesday. Fort Recovery playing Arcanum Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. We invite you to tune in for the broadcast. Stay tuned. We'll be joining Jay County and Connersville in volleyball from the Newcastle sectional coming right up. I'm Rob Weaver. Thanks to our studio producers, Jeff Overholzer for WPGW Radio and Brody Bargie and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver reporting.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW.